all the talk before the season starts, but Saturday, 5:30 for you, yeah. All the talking stops.
It is, and I mean, it's the start of a new season, all of that. I think everybody looks forward to the start of the season. You know, it's upon us. I hated pre-season as a player, and I hated it more as a manager, so I'm glad that's out the road. So the real ball, when it rolls on Saturday, let's hope we can roll with it too, you know, and I'm delighted what we've done. We've brought some experience, Premier League players, who I'm sure will add to the squad of what we've got, and let's hope we can mount a challenge.
Have you been pleased with pre-season? Did you get out of it what you wanted?
Well, the one thing you don't want is to come up with a few injuries, and unfortunately, Jedinak and Kodja in particular, they've been a bit long term anyway, so they're not quite ready for the start. And then Grealish got badly hurt on Saturday, which is a blow. The kid's going to miss. He's still in hospital now, so the kid's going to miss, you know, the first 3-4 months of the season at least. So we need a bit more luck in that department, but in that respect, it's been a bit disappointing.
You look a lot stronger at the back with John Terry coming in and the way you've organised your midfield. But goals, you've always said to me for 10, 15 years now, you're as good as your strikers.
Yeah, as good as your strikers. And too often, too much last year, we relied too much on Kodja. Let's be fair, the club has invested a lot of money on Hogan and McCormack. We've got two young lads in Keenan Davis and Hepburn Murphy, who we're very, very pleased with. And of course, it's up to them now to share the load with Kodja. Kodja got his return, so we need somebody else, not just the centre forward. We need to score goals from midfield players too. And well, there's a lot of improving we have to do, but especially at the top end of the pitch, we need to score more.
That's the difference, isn't it, between success and failure?
Yeah, that's the difference. The ability to stick the ball in the back of the net, and how often have I said to you, Tom, you're only as good as your strikers.
What about Hull? I mean, funny how they throw these things up, isn't it?
it was going to be, wasn't it? I mean, look at how I was disappointed the way it finished. I'm not going to regurgitate all that, Tom, but I had a wonderful 4 years. I really enjoyed it. We had a cup final, went into Europe, two promotions. If I can replicate that here, then I'll be delighted. But they've got some good players. It'll be a tough game. And as I said, I know still half of the squad what they've got, and they've still got some very, very good players.
Is this the toughest ever championship, do you think?
I think it's always tough, Tom, but there's always somebody who surprises you. There's always somebody who comes from the pack where you think, where have they come from? You know, last year, who would have predicted that Reading would have done what they did and Huddersfield got promoted? So it's there for everybody concerned. It's always difficult, and I'm sure it'll continue to be.
How are you going to play, do you think? Have you worked it out? Because there's a lot of talk about a lot of managers, three at the back and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I did three at the back for a long time at Hull, and there's something I've looked at. I've always liked to have two strikers on the pitch somewhere, so that's in my thoughts too. So I'm not going to give much away, Tom. You'll have to wait and see.
Please, though, the way it's gone and everything ready for you. Are you good enough to do what the bookies think you'll do?
I've got the privilege to manage a wonderful club. And if I can turn this round, then that's got to be the biggest challenge I've had. But obviously the most rewarding, because a club like this shouldn't be in the Championship, but is. And there's some big clubs in there, and it's never going to be easy for us, so we'll just have to try our utmost to make sure we get the thing turned around.
The bookies think you're going to do ever so well.
They're not often wrong. It's up the right.
And finally, have you finished buying?
Well, as I've said many times, Tom, you know, we're on the edge of financial fair play of what we've done in the last 2-3 years. So, yes, of course, I would love to be able to buy a couple of players. It might not be possible. I have to generate a few quid.
Some people left.
Yes, and there's some people, like even Baker last week, he didn't necessarily want to sell. He's young, he's English, he's 24, 25, but I thought it was good business because we need to generate some money too.